Britney Spears and several other big names were groomed to star in the new Mickey Mouse Club during a time the company was rife with pedophiles. Dozens of Disney employees have been arrested for child sex crimes, including top executives and directors, and in some cases, rehired by Disney to work with children after doing extremely short jail time for raping a child actor. Former Disney chairman and Democrat senator George Mitchell was identified as a pedophile who visited Epstein Island. And before that, Ghislaine Maxwell was doing photo ops for Disney's Save the Children. Several former child stars have claimed that the industry is crawling with pedophiles. We have already heard many of their stories. If we can look at the evidence and overcome our emotions, we can see what this is. Trauma-based mind control programs, such as MKUltra and Project Monarch, were revealed to the public via declassified documents in the 70s and again in the 90s, with several victims giving testimony before Congress. The basis of these programs is the routine infliction of severe trauma upon a child in order to force their mind into a dissociative state, allowing them to be controlled without awareness. Up until the age of 7, children live mostly in a hypnotic state of mind when their sense of reality is being written, which explains why they target children, specifically those that come from abusive households. Bryce Taylor and Kathy O'Brien have each described in their books how they were regularly brought to Disneyland and Disney World, where they would be tortured and raped while being programmed with Disney stories, as well as Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland. This has been verified in CIA documents. O'Brien says she was tortured in a room beneath Disney World, which we know was designed by agents of the CIA, who were running this program at that time. Victims of these programs were sold into them by their abusive parents, a model we see today with parents pimping their children out to the entertainment industry. Britney's parents had her audition for Disney when she was 8 years old, where she was then brought into the industry, sent to New York City for training, and brought on the show 3 years later at age 11, where she was dressed and directed to perform like an adult. The art of mind control was known as far back as Plato's Allegory of the Cave, where people's belief systems were being created by illusions force-fed into their minds. Story. Our imagination has always been influenced by story. And if you can control the stories told to the public, you can control their imagination. Since the dawn of television, visual storytelling has been the most fundamental form of mind control in the modern world. Television, movies, videos. And since the beginning, we have been subjected to a long-term agenda of sexual subversion. As each generation is born, the stimuli becomes slightly more perverse. As the Mickey Mouse Club grew old, their young, impressionable audience grew to perceive them as highly successful, while flaunting sexual promiscuity and sexual assault. You can destroy a society by destroying its sexual morality. This is fundamental in any society based on the family. When our children are naturally in this theta brainwave state of hypnotic learning, they should be protected within the family and learn from them organically. But the emerging global state, now being forced on us by multinational corporations and big banks, want to destroy this society. They want to mold our children, exploit them, and even castrate them. It is now being promoted in highly produced inspirational show tunes, and they draft laws to help facilitate all of this. A Republican senator who has produced such films as Breeding Farm, about women being kidnapped and forcibly bred for babies to be sold on the black market before they are fed to cannibals, is pushing a bill to fund film and television. This is the new normal. This is the inverted reality being programmed into our minds. Decades of traumatic abuse has demonstrably hurt Britney Spears. The human mind can only handle so much for so long. Britney is a tragic symptom of society's indifference. Because if enough of us really wanted to, we could change all of this right now. For Infowars.com, this is Greg.
Can be found at band.video. We'll be right back.
iodine is one of the most important drivers in the body for fertility, for cellular function, for libido, for life. If you don't have iodine, you die in a matter of months. So if you don't have oxygen, you die in 4 minutes. If you don't have water, you die in a week or so. If you don't have food, a month or so. But what's in that food? Iodine. But if your food doesn't have that atomic pure iodine, it can't operate. And the food itself is lacking. That's why most people on Earth are deficient in iodine. And governments are lowering the allowance you're supposedly need to have because they want control. Ladies and gentlemen, our information is powerful. Our products are just as powerful. Experience clean iodine today. It's discounted. 40% off of the dropper bottle, 60% off of the spray bottle. You take it to your mouth. Pure atomic iodine with free shipping. Double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't wait any longer. Just like our information is powerful, our products are just as powerful. They don't want you to experience this. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action. Find out what you're missing. Get the missing link. Get X2.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, July 9th, 2021. This is the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Streaming live at band.video, freeworldnews.tv, warroomisraw.com. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer, with you for the next 3 hours. We've got Nick Fuentes coming up in about 25 minutes to discuss. He's the latest member of the Banned from Twitter Club. Banned from Twitter today after the ADL complains about him. So we welcome Nick Fuentes to the Twitter Ban Club, and he'll be joining us in about 30 minutes to discuss that. Then we're going to have Dion Cini on with us, and this is the individual who produces all those massive Trump flags that you've seen flown in, I think, 13 or 14 MLB stadiums now. Well, he's been banned from going to baseball games by the MLB multiple times, they're reminding him. So he'll be joining us to discuss that. And then the Headbangers Hour with Frank Cavanaugh and Michael Graves today as well. And I've got a loaded news desk, absolutely loaded. If we can get all of this in 3 hours, we're heroes. So here's what we have coming up as far as the news concerned. And I'll probably cover this in the beginning and then just have to move on. But between the next Greg Reese report that's going to be coming out, talking about their plans to basically, it's not going to be you were born and they hit you with a vaccine or 10 vaccines or whatever the case is. It's going to be you're born and then you're immediately plugged into the hive mind. You're immediately plugged into the cloud. You're immediately digital interfacing. And I know for a fact, this is one of the things I wish I was better at. I just can't help myself. I mean, it's an addiction. I know that there have been studies done that, and I'm bad with this, but whatever, it's a sacrifice or just a bad habit, that if you're interfacing with technology or having screen time before you go to bed, that's bad for your sleep patterns and that's bad for your health. Same thing in the morning. If you wake up, boom, first thing you do is look at your cell phone, bad for your health, bad for your brain, bad for your psychology. Now, again, I'm bad with that, but the point is, this is right out of birth. So imagine, you know, forcing a kid to wake up and watch TV or go to watch TV and then go right to bed. You know, that'd be like considered child abuse. But now they just want to do it right after you're born. But that's the next big Greg Reese report that we were just discussing coming up today. And then I told him, hey, did you see this one? And this is being run right now. Cyber Polygon. Now, this is the World Economic Forum. Now, remember, the World Economic Forum took part in all of these different fake pandemic drills that they ran right before the pandemic came out. And just like their drills for a pandemic went down, the fake pandemic of COVID went to a T the exact same way. And this is the same World Economic Forum that publishes stories dating back to 2016 with headlines like this. Welcome to 2030. I own nothing, have no privacy, and life has never been better. And they're just openly promoting that now. You're a good slave. Welcome to 2020. Welcome to 2030. You're a good slave. So now the World Economic Forum has announced Cyber Polygon, and this is being run today. And by the way, I mean, we're kind of short-staffed here today, and the crew is always busy beavers. Like, I already gave them a side project to do today, so I don't even know if they could do this, but maybe if one of the writers wants to do this. You can actually go, or if somebody in the audience, you can actually go here to the Cyber Polygon page on the World Economic Forum, and you can sign up to be a part of their massive drill that's being held today. Applications from organizations wishing to join the training are open. Contact cyber-polygon at weforum.org. So what is this? Well, just like they had the drills for the fake pandemic that all ended up coming true and happening, or just like they ran drills for 9/11 then the exact same thing happened. This is their next big thing. And so I've kind of thought it was weather weapons. And I think that we still are in the time of another false flag. They'd like to see another false flag. They couldn't really fire off the January 6th thing like they wanted to, the enemies of America. So now, though, this drill is about a massive cyber attack. So get ready, folks. You're already seeing them kind of prod this with, oh, the pipeline hacks and all these other hacks and the cyber attacks, and they're building it up now. And with the crypto emerging, they want to demonize that. So there's multiple fronts for this. But so is this the new thing now? Is 2022 going to be the big cyber attack false flag that then is used to create the Internet of Things with the world government sitting on top of it, monitoring every behavior, every action, every thought, every breath, every piss, every dump, every meal? And it'll be just a massive cyber attack. Who knows? The banks go down, the power grid goes down. I mean, they could do anything they wanted, which means they don't have to do it, but they want to because they want to seize control out of it. So is this the World Economic Forum showing you their hand? Are we going to go back to July 9th, 2021 in a year from now or in a year and a half from now and play this and say, look, another thing InfoWars told you was coming? No, I'm not Nostradamus. I'm not looking into the future magically with a crystal ball. The World Economic Forum is telling you. That's what's so frustrating about this. Yeah, I'd like to think, oh, big old me, look at my ego. I can see the future. I can predict the future. No, I can read. And when the World Economic Forum is just running these drills, much like we've seen all these other drills that all end up coming true magically and enslaving us more, yeah, I kind of can see the tea leaves on this deal. So Cyber Polygon going down right now, the World Economic Forum that says you're going to be a good slave by 2030 is running mass cyber attack drills, meaning they're either expecting, wink, wink, or planning, wink, nod, that there's going to be a massive cyber attack in 2022. And just like they seized a bunch of power and reallocated a bunch of money after the fake COVID pandemic, they'll do the same thing with this fake cyber attack that is almost as sure as I'm sitting at this desk with my Free American Camo t-shirt on from InfoWarsStore.com. As sure as I'm sitting at this desk, they will do it. And they'll say it was Russia, or they'll say it was this or that, and they'll have bigger global government and bigger concerns and total control over the power grid. By the way, I don't even have these in my stacks of news today just because I have too much news. I'm not going to get to all of it. You've got celebrities, quote unquote, is what they say in the headlines. Celebrities call for cancellation of new Minnesota pipeline. So it's like this other thing. It's like we can move oil quickly and easily through these new pipelines, get neighborhoods energy, easy access to energy. And they just say, no, we're celebrities and we don't want this. And they write all these stories. And it's so selfish. It's so ignorant. Because these moronic, selfish, ignorant celebrities know that they won't be impacted, but they want a virtue signal against man-made climate change. Okay, well, here's an idea. Why don't you either sell all of your multi-million dollar mansions, tens of thousands of square feet that are air-conditioned all day long? Go ahead and sell those. Oh, you won't. Go ahead and stop traveling around the globe. Oh, you won't. Go ahead and stop shooting multi-million dollar films across the planet just because you want to be in New Zealand and say, oh, we're doing this for the film. give us a break, and then lecture us because we want to have cheap energy. Or in California, Governor Newsom has just asked Californians to ratchet back their water usage at least 15%.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. I hate to be the one to break this to you, but in case you haven't noticed, our freedoms are slipping away and our government is getting bigger and more out of control and more controlling. And that's putting it mildly. That's putting it lightly. That's trying to give it to you easy. It's a lot worse than that, quite frankly, when they're talking about how they're going to mandate vaccines that are killing tens of thousands of people. And they'll say, well, that's just like 1%. Well, so what? So what about that 1%? What about those people you're mandating to die? Do you have no remorse for that at all?
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have, being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset or the beauty of the waves in the ocean or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists. Don't worship the NFL. Don't worship all the things of the system, but worship the things of God because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness and appreciate free speech while you still have it, while you still have it. I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all other products because of supply chain breakdowns, and so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months. So get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product. Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize the Great Reset post-industrial world, which realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
Guru. Infowars.com/show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am very excited to announce something here. But you know what? Real quick before I make that announcement, let me just make this clear. None of what we do here would be possible without your support, your prayers, your words of encouragement, all of it. And of course, when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. And so we've extended our July 4th specials through this weekend. Big, big discounts on top-selling supplements. But I just want to say this. I had a couple of friends message me last night that they have ordered my favorite shower head. I think the greatest shower head in the history of plumbing that we have on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 10% off right now. It's the Pro Pure Chrome shower filter with Pro Max. It's the only one that has the detachable hose head to it. Excellent water pressure, filtered water, filtered shower head. Now, a couple of my friends say, hey, I went there and I purchased the shower head. And I cannot tell you how happy that made me. Because here's the thing. Because you're going to love the shower head. You're going to love it. So I get excited. I'm happy that I can come on here and talk about products, and we sell products that I get behind, that I like, that I know are great. I don't have to come up here and feign like I like this shower head so I can sell it. We can pay bills. No, I love this shower head. I've been using it for years. I've gone through, I think, 3 or 4 filters with it. I love when I hear about other people that buy it and they said, hey, I just bought it. Can't wait to get it. Or, hey, I've been using it. You were right. Really is the best shower head ever. So I want to sell out of this shower head. This will be like the 3rd or 4th time when I've just decided I'm just going to promote the hell out of this thing. It's kind of an odd thing. You think, well, who markets shower heads on a talk show? Well, I don't know. We like to do things our own way here at InfoWars. So there it is. So get your ProPure Chrome Plus shower filter with Pro Max before it sells out. We don't have a bunch of these things in stock, but we've sold so many over the years. And just whenever we kind of do a push to sell these things, they usually sell out. So I haven't checked as far as how much is left, but usually when I push these things, they sell out. So folks, get your ProPure Chrome Plus shower filter with Pro Max. It's 10% off. That's till the end of this weekend. Then it's going to go back up to full price. Still well worth it. Still the best deal on the market for a shower head. But I'm telling you, join the club. Get the ProPure Chrome Plus shower filter with Pro Max from InfoWarsStore.com. You will not regret it. It will be the best shower head that you've ever had in your home. And you're going to want to buy another one. And so you may even actually want to buy two. If you have multiple showers in your house, I have 2 showers. So I have one for my guest bathroom, and then I have the one I use in my room. So you may want 2. So you may just want to buy 2 just because I'm telling you, you're going to love it so much. You're not going to want to deal with any of the old shower heads, anything unfiltered. You're just not going to want to deal with it anymore. So it's 10% off through this weekend. Now, here's the big announcement. And again, this is all possible with all your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And you may hear this and you may think, oh, that's not that big of a deal. But to me, it is a big deal. So a week or two ago, Rumble launched their live stream video features. And that's a great thing. That's a much needed thing right now online for just anybody to be able to go to use. And it's obviously in kind of the opening stages there, but they have now gone with a live streaming feature on Rumble, which is a growing video platform. Donald Trump is on there. He's posted a few videos. Big ups to Dan Bongino for putting his money and support behind that as well. Honestly, folks, I'm going to tell you this. As far as men, individuals leveraging everything they possibly can to go up against this anti-American establishment, go up against this New World Order, go up against the globalist, it's really Alex Jones. And I got to tip my cap to Dan Bongino because he's really putting it all out there. And he's lost a lot of money in Parler, and now he's taking a big risk on Rumble, and it's paying off. And now, and because of your financial support, we still have a social media team that works 12 hours a day. Anytime there's a new social media platform or any hot thing on the internet, they get on there, they get our accounts on there, they start sharing our stuff on there. And so they have now launched our official live streaming Rumble channel, and you can tune in to the War Room live now and all InfoWars shows, the Alex Jones Show, the American Journal, the Harrison Smith. You can now tune in to all shows on Rumble on the InfoWars-band.video channel on Rumble. And we are up and live on Rumble right now. So just another source for you to live stream InfoWars. And just another platform for people to go find the truth. And they've never been more thirsty for it, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, let me do this as a little bit of evidence. And we do have Don Cini coming on to talk about all these individuals that have been dropping the Trump banners. Unfortunately, we just heard from Fuentes he's going to have to cancel. But that's fine. I got all this news anyway. At a Yankees game, you had an individual wearing a Trump hat get attacked by a deranged liberal. Now, this is an incredible story. The guy's name is, I found him last night. I think his name was Hunter something, or I don't think I'm getting him crossed up with the Bidens. I forget the gentleman's name. I found him last night. He is on Twitter. His DMs are actually open, Scott, if you want to go try to message him. I mean, we could even get him on the show potentially. But anyway, I want to show you this video. So this gentleman wears his Make America Great Again hat at the Yankees game. And of course, a deranged leftist, a hater, a mad woman, decides she's going to assault him and try to steal his hat. So here's the aftermath. After she assaulted him and tried to steal his hat, he got his hat back. And there's kind of a grumbling and an anxiousness in the crowd there. And notice what happens as he's standing there and the crowd is trying to figure out what's going on. Listen to what happens when he puts the Trump hat back on his head. This is incredible. Last night, I'm going to show you two different angles. First, let's go with clip 7, this angle shot from an individual who's sitting in front of them.
Yo!
Maybe the biggest cheer at Yankee Stadium this year. And it's the Mets and the Yankees. That's, you know, the subway rivalry there. By the way, you have to swim to get to the subway cars now in New York, but that's another story. So you have these individuals that are there. They're actually Mets fans in Yankee Stadium cheering the guy on to put on the MAGA hat, and you hear the stadium erupt. Here's another angle, but it may even sound better when you can hear it because it's a little farther back. So here's a better angle showing the scene when the gentleman puts his hat back on. That's in Yankee Stadium, folks. That's in New York City in Yankee Stadium. So, do you think you'd have that same energy if somebody had a Biden hat? Is there even a Biden hat? I don't even think they exist. So, Trump won this election in 2020 in a landslide. He's still more popular than Biden, and everybody knows the election was stolen from him.
I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. It 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them. for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So, we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off, and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2-plus billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. It takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose your fun in the InfoWar. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle to take under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful Deep Earth Crystal Iodine is.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
We know that the satanic principalities of this planet want us poisoned. They want to attack our bodies. They want to kill us, because we're made in the image of God. But God gave us the components of our cells, of our bodies, to be strong. We've got everything we need. That's why the globalists hit us with the bad halogens of fluoride, chlorine, bromide, you name it, instead of iodine. Our food, our water, our plants, everything we eat is deficient in it. The average person is deficient, and it attacks your IQ, it attacks your stamina and your libido and fertility particularly. Look into it. We have the purest iodine you're going to find anywhere on the planet in X2, and it's discounted right now with free shipping for 40% off in the dropper bottle. We have it for 60% off in the spray bottle. It's the exact same formula, but I want you to experience it for yourself. If you've been on the fence about iodine, this is the best. Try it today. It takes about 15 days to kick in. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and it funds the InfoWar. Only way you fail is not taking action.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Warning, this broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, I'm sitting here staring at the news, asking myself, where should I go? Because it's all so important. You've got the District of Criminals prosecuting attorneys saying that the January 6th attack was because of right-wing cable news, trying to blame it on cable news now. That's in court documents. Wow, that's a dangerous precedent. And then some of the other follow-up from that. I've got a story that it has a total media blackout going on right now within the Austin Police Association that also ties into other things happening in Austin that is, like, incredible that nobody's covering. We've got Hunter Biden's art selling for $500,000, and now it comes out that the White House is actually running an operation to make sure that the names of the buyers aren't revealed. Well, why would the White House be running a secrecy campaign for Hunter Biden's art sales? I think the answer is pretty obvious, isn't it? But you know what? Let me just do this. Let me get to this stack, because I didn't cover this yesterday, and I was really upset that I didn't, because this is really what it all comes down to. And if you've noticed, so It's just another double standard, but I guess we've come to expect that. So the gay choir in San Francisco, who you know what? I'd like to see an investigation into them. Somebody prove Alex Jones wrong on that. I would even back Alex and say, yeah, I bet you there's sexual predators on that gay men's choir. But see, here's what they do. So we played the video, we played the reports. It's unbelievable. It's not satire. It's gay men in a choir singing, "We're coming for your children," like in some sort of trance song, sing song, brainwashing thing. So obviously it's the most horrifying thing and people see that and they're shocked and they're stunned. And maybe they think of Alex Jones because he's been saying for decades, "They're coming for your children." And then they sing about how they're gay and they, you know, they're into gay stuff and they like playing with their ding-a-lings and doing all this crazy, weird sexual stuff. And they're coming for your kids and they're going to make your kids gay and sexualize your kids. And then they come out after the backlash and they say, "Oh, we're just kidding." What? Fine. And then that's justified. See, but, oh, you're only allowed to do that if you're a liberal. Oh, you got caught doing something nobody likes. So you just say, "Oh, we were just joking. We were just joking. That wasn't a real thing. We were just joking." So, okay. I mean, I'm not even going to sit here and say the, you know, what about ism or what if I or what if Trump or what if this. But I mean, seriously, like, where does that argument hold up anywhere? But the media will run cover for them because the media is in on it. Check this out from the New York Times. This is serious, folks, from the New York Times. Yeah, and again, they say they get caught saying, "We're coming for your kids. We're a bunch of sexual predators, sexual deviants coming for your kids. We're singing about it." And then they say, "Oh, we're just kidding. We're just kidding. No. We're just kidding." Okay, so fine. Anytime you want to accuse anybody of doing something wrong, or anytime you get accused of doing something wrong, just say you're kidding. And that's fine. That's the precedent. But here's the New York Times. "Pornography literacy classes are supposed to teach students how to critically assess what they see on the screen." I mean, I shouldn't even have completed that sentence. Pornography literacy classes? Hell, half the kids coming out of New York City, inner city public schools probably aren't even literate anyway. But you want to teach them pornography literacy, which is a made up concept by sexual perverts like those that work at the New York Times. I continue. "But when a sex positive educator taught her curriculum at two elite New York City schools recently, some parents were outraged. A private school sex educator defends her methods." And so they're mad. Well, okay. New York Times is mad because this woman is sexualizing your kids. Remember, Jocelyn Elders in the Clinton administration came out in congressional testimony and said, "We're going to teach your kids how to masturbate in the classroom. We're going to go down their pants and show them how to masturbate." That didn't take so well. So she was out and they put that campaign on hold. Now they've redressed themselves in a gay rainbow flag and they're virtue signaling as victims, as gays and transsexuals, as, "Oh, pity us." And then they come to rape your kids like, "Pity us though, pity us. We're gay, we're transsexual, we're victims as we rape your children." But imagine, you find out some woman is teaching your kids how to have sex and have anal sex and masturbate and be gay and have their, you know, sexual reassignment surgeries. I'm sorry to be graphic, this is what they're teaching in these schools. And the parents find out and they get mad. And then the New York Times comes to her defense saying, "We should be teaching kids about porn. We should be showing kids porn in classrooms. We should be teaching kids how to masturbate." And they sell like dildos for kids. I mean, again, this is disgusting stuff. I'm not really into this stuff. I don't know if I'd like talk about this, but I mean, they sell little things. They call them bitty packers. And it's little dildos, little penises. Then they put them down your daughter's pants. And they say, "Look, you're training your daughter to be a man." And they want to teach porn literacy. So, I mean, this is psychological rape. This is torture of a child. Torture of a child. To sit there and say, "We're going to teach your kids about gay sex and anal sex and have them watching porn in school." Of course parents are going to be outraged by that. At least those that don't abuse their children themselves. So that's the New York Times coming to at the aid of a teacher who is sexualizing children against a parent's will. Because, you know, the New York Times wants to be your daddy. The New York Times wants to be your mommy. And if you actually want to raise your kids, you're the problem. And that's why I read that story the other day out of Slate, I think it was, where the woman is saying, well, you know, I hated being a mother. And as soon as the kid got to kindergarten, I was done. Now the state is the mother. My motherly duties are done. I read the story the other day, the whole thing. You can go back and watch for yourself. So that's how the left thinks. And then the left realizes that once they get into the government and once they get into these positions that they're now viewed as the parent, they can do whatever they want to your kid and they love it. And then here's the mainstream media pop culture angle with the New York Times again running this story, which is clearly a counter to white boy summer, the viral hashtag trend that conservatives are doing just to mock the left with, you know, their fat girl summer or whatever the hell they like to do. And so now they want to take away from the white boy summer trend and they want to turn it into hot boy summer. And they feature the gay rapper that does gay porn videos with Satan sodomizing him. Literally, I mean, I'm not making that up in case you haven't seen it. Little Nas X. And then so they run this thing with him with like the Medusa hair and they say hot boy summer. And they have the headline story, the subversive joy of Little Nas X's gay pop stardom. And they love it. He's teaching kids how to be gay. He's sodomizing Satan in his videos and all the kids are seeing it and they're questioning things. And that's a good thing. And they like that he shows off his package to the children and shows them how to be gay. And they like that this is the new pop industry and they love it. They love raping the kids psychologically. They just love torturing children because they're tortured. And then, of course, there's the pedophile angle. Now, again, how this stuff... I see this stuff and I'm just like, how is this not bigger news? And then you learn that this gentleman never really even stopped working. Drake Bell from Nickelodeon, Drake Bell, has pled guilty to charges involving teenage girls, young underage girls, and soliciting sexual messages from them. And you know what it is. I don't even want to say, but you know what it is. And oh yeah, there he is in one of his favorite shirts there with the pedophile logo all over it. Now Drake Bell was, I mean, probably went through the system of a childhood star, and that's how they breed their own. And then he ends up, you know, doing illicit things with underage girls and he gets caught and he pleads guilty. And so this is all going on. He never stopped touring. He's still on tour. He's reinvented himself. He can still work for Nickelodeon. Nobody's disavowed him. Just wait till the New York Times hears about it. They'll give him an award and they'll say, good for Drake Bell for doing that with a 15-year-old girl. He should have gone farther. In fact, let's write a story about it. We should sexualize 15-year-olds and make it mandatory.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material by accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks and the job it does is unparalleled. thebiopros.com.
I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all other products because of supply chain breakdowns, and so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months. So get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, I'm going to get into the latest developments with COVID or Delta or Lambda or Chi or Omega or whatever plus they're talking about with the new fear-mongering, fear porn over the virus they created in a lab and is now mutating because of the vaccines that they made. It's a eugenics population control operation. But first, before I get into the latest developments, let me read this thread from Zuby. Now, this guy's story is pretty incredible. He really, his biggest moment of fame or what launched him, as far as I could tell, at least in the West. I know he was making music before that, but he was nowhere near as big as he is now. He's into weightlifting, and so he said, I'm a woman and I'm going to compete as a woman. And then he broke like 12 female weightlifting records without even trying. But anyway, he put this thread out. I think it's worth a read before I get into the latest developments with the vaccine tyranny now. 20 things I've learned or had confirmed about humanity during the pandemic. 1, most people would rather be in the majority than be right. 2, at least 20% of the population has strong authoritarian tendencies, which will emerge under the right conditions. 3, fear of death is only rivaled by fear of social approval. Fear of death is only rivaled by the fear of social disapproval. The latter could be stronger. Propaganda is just as effective in the modern day as it was 100 years ago. Access to limitless information has not made the average person any wiser. Anything and everything, 5, anything and everything can and will be politicized by the media, government, and those who trust them. 6, many politicians and large corporations will gladly sacrifice human lives if it is conducive to their political and financial aspirations. 7, most people believe the government acts in the best interests of the people, even many who are vocal critics of the government. 8, once they have made up their mind, most people would rather to commit to being wrong then admit they were wrong. That's an incredible one that the media is really guilty of, and Democrats specifically. 9, humans can be trained and conditioned quickly and relatively easily to significantly alter their behaviors for better or worse. 10, when sufficiently frightened, most people will not only accept authoritarianism, but demand it. 11, people who are dismissed as conspiracy theorists are often well-researched and simply ahead of the mainstream narrative. 12, most people value safety and security more than freedom and liberty, even if said safety is merely an illusion. 13, hedonic adaptation occurs in both directions, and once inertia sets in, it is difficult to get back to quote-unquote normal. 14, a significant percentage of people thoroughly enjoy being subjugated. 15, I think that one is they just enjoy subjugating others, and so once they've been subjugated, they feel like that gives them the justification to subjugate others. 15, the science has evolved into a secular pseudo-religion for millions of people in the West. The religion has little to do with science itself. 16, most people care about looking like they are doing the right thing rather than actually doing the right thing. 17, politics, the media, science, and the healthcare industries are all corrupt to varying degrees. Scientists and doctors can be bought as easily as politicians. 18, if you make people comfortable enough, they will not revolt. You can keep millions docile as you strip their rights by giving them money, food, and entertainment. 19, that's the bread and circus. 19, bread and circus phenomenon. 19, modern people are overly complacent and lack vigilance when it comes to defending their own freedoms from government overreach. And 20, it's easier to fool a person than to convince them that they have been fooled. Do you agree with all that? Do you disagree with all that? I think it's pretty much all spot on, with maybe just a little editorializing that I didn't do when I was reading it, maybe a little bit. But this thing went massively viral. And I mean, it was shared by like world-renowned doctors and mainstream media people. So thought I'd read that on there. And so now here's the latest in the tyranny coming from the fake pandemic that so many people fell for. It's sad that they still fall for it. But like he said, people would rather commit to the lie that they've been told than admit that they've been told a lie. Politico, Harvard poll. Most Americans believe COVID leaked from a lab. Uh-oh. Ooh. That's funny because they would have known that if they would have tuned in to my interview with Dr. Francis Boyle in February of 2020. But I guess, you know, a year and a half later is what it takes for the average American to catch up with InfoWars, which is actually shortening that curve. So maybe that's a good thing. Pfizer seeks approval for third vaccine dose. By the way, none of this is approved by the FDA yet. And this is after 3,988 Pfizer vaccine deaths have been reported so far this year. The CDC and the FDA have both rebuked the Pfizer vaccine. Yeah, it may be the deadliest one. It's tough to say, though. By the way, now they're just saying, yeah, get them all. Just get one, get two, get 10, get them all, get different ones. You'll be fine. The quicker we can kill you, the better. Mom, 45 years old, hired at Johns Hopkins Hospital, dies after reaction to work-mandated COVID vaccine. The story's at InfoWars.com, and we have all our old social media posts when she's like, oh, I thought I'd never get this vaccine, but I love my job, so I'm going to get it. And then she's dead. Really sad. Yeah, that's the planet we're on. We're all slaves, and this is a population control agenda. And so, some of us are going to get cold in this thing. Sorry to say, we tried to warn you. Woman crushed after fiance dies from AstraZeneca vaccine complication, but is still pro-vaccine. Ah. And they're saying, oh, well, we don't know for sure if it's effective against the Delta, but we think it is, so you should get it again. No, it's the vaccine that caused the Delta. That's why you didn't have mutations for a year. Then the vaccine came out. Now you have all these mutations. Duh. That's why the most vaccinated nation on earth, Israel, has the most cases of the Delta variant or whatever they want to say. If you even believe all of that. But that's just what we know, and they just won't tell you. Renowned brain surgeons warn COVID-19 vaccines are literally eating people's brains. Story is at InfoWars.com. It was covered this morning on the American Journal with Harrison Smith. British rock star refuses to be a part of government experiment festival. British rock star Richard Ashcroft immediately canceled a scheduled appearance at a music festival after organizers decided to make it part of the government's events research program, meaning only those who have been double vaxxed, double jabbed, can attend or have to have a negative COVID test. And so he says, I'm not going to be part of a government run experiment. I'm out. That's a real rock star. That's a true rocker right there. Not all these corporate shills, these corporate whores in rock that we have now, like Dave Grohl. It pains me to say, but it's true. Here's another American hero. Top U.S. swimmer Michael Andrew refuses COVID vaccine ahead of Olympics. Way to go, Michael. He was the 2016 world champion in the 100-meter individual medley. He flirted with the 200-meter world record last month, and he refuses to get the COVID vaccine. Good for him. 22 years old. We'll cheer on this American hero. They may not let him compete, though, you know, because you have to be a good slave to compete in the slave events, the Olympics. So we shall see. The memo. Biden and Democrats face dilemma on vaccine mandates. Yeah, they don't know what to do, folks, because here's the thing. They're signed on to this eugenics program. They have to run it. But again, they want to do this balance, and you can understand why, where the Biden administration or the U.S. government, any entity, doesn't want to have on the books any vaccine mandates. They want the corporate government to run the vaccine mandates, which is the real world government is the corporate government. But it's harder to fight that in court because they've set the precedent that, oh, you know, that corporation has rights to make you take a vaccine, which I think that needs to be challenged in court. But they're trying to figure out how they can force people to take a vaccine. The door-to-door vaccine idea had backfired royally. They may still try it in some heavily blue parts of the country because they know those are good slaves of Democrat voters, but it's just not taking, folks. It's really not. And the problem that they're having is the people who are hesitant or haven't got it yet are seeing the news of the dead, seeing the news or hearing of their friends and family that had an adverse reaction, and they don't want to go. So imagine how that's going to go when they come to your front door. And this doctor at CNN, I forget her name. She's a Chinese communist agent by my measurement, totally trained in propaganda to come over here, Lena Wen. And she outright said, and she's been saying this for months on CNN, how we need to take things away from people to make them get the vaccine. That's their plan. And she promotes this, and CNN puts her on air. And she says, yeah, we should turn people's power off. We should, they shouldn't be allowed to go get food from the grocery store. Yeah, we shouldn't be able to do anything. That'll make them get the vaccine. So she must like this. What's happening? That's a communist Chinese agent right there, by the way. She should be heavily investigated. She's probably a Chinese spy, but I go on. So this is what she's in favor of. In India, villagers face power cut after refusing COVID jab. And then that's just a story from the internet. Here's the actual local newspaper. Village refuses vaccine, power supply goes off. And it's a small village in India. Over 100 families refuse the vaccine, and so they cut their power. Dr. Wen at CNN and CNN, they all love that. And in Canada now, unvaccinated tourists won't be welcome in Canada for quite a while, says Trudeau. It's the new vaccine tyranny. It's the new medical tyranny. It's my body, my choice, except it's not. That's another lie. It's mandated death. Yeah, mandate vaccines. Well, what about the tens of thousands that died? What about them? You just mandated them to death. They don't feel any remorse, folks, because that's the real agenda here, is to mandate death.
I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. It 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So, we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off, and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. It takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose. You're funding the M4. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without Deep Breath Crystal Iodine, and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle to take under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful Deep Earth Crystal Iodine is.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
You just gotta love memes on the internet. Me knowing COVID was a hoax at the beginning. Me knowing COVID is still a hoax. And I think it's there's the viral meme of Leonardo DiCaprio in Django Unchained, where, you know, he's like laughing sarcastically. And then I guess the other image of Leonardo DiCaprio is from What's Eating Gilbert Grape. I assume that's what that's from. And it's like the same look on his face, but I guess like 20 or 30 years prior. But that pretty much sums it up with almost all the mainstream news, quite frankly. But certainly with COVID, I remember going around with the crew on mopeds when they decided to shut the city down and fearmonger. And we were like, we're not afraid of anything. We're free Americans. We went out and got stopped by the cops and they were just like, what are you doing out here? I was like, what do you mean? What are you doing out here? We're free Americans. So yeah, it's kind of it's a weird phenomenon. Honestly, it's like, why would people, I don't know. What is the real difference between somebody who gets fooled and realizes they're fooled and then takes that personally, doesn't want to be fooled again, and wants to stop the perpetrators from fooling anybody else, versus the person who gets fooled, realizes they're fooled, but then doubles down on being fooled because of their own pride or I mean, seriously, it's a wild psychological thing. I guess it's an element of Stockholm syndrome, and we're certainly experiencing it here in America. There's no doubt about that. We are about to be joined by Dion Cini, who's been doing the Trump flag drops at baseball games. Let me just go through a couple of these news stories before he joins us in about 5 minutes. Again, though, ladies and gentlemen, the World Economic Forum that says everybody's going to be a slave by 2030. I'm not kidding you. The World Economic Forum says that they're running a massive cyber attack drill right now. It's called Cyber Polygon. So is that them? Like we saw the COVID pandemic stuff in the year 2019, and they ran the actual thing in 2020. So is this the drills of the big cyber attack when they're going to run the real thing in 2022? And then, you know, what do you make of all the alien stuff too? Don't forget about that. And the new blockbuster summer hit with aliens, you know, attacking and killing all humans. So maybe they're juicing up for the fake alien invasion, but maybe that's a couple years down the road still. Or maybe they're waiting till all humans are good slaves, like the World Economic Forum says, by 2030. Maybe that is what they're waiting for. By the way, I covered the story, I think it was the last segment, the story from Adan Salazar at Infowars.com. His office is right back there. I don't know if he's in there right now or taking lunch or something, but or dinner, I guess. Or it's Friday, so he may be gone, but he can pop in if he wants. But he wrote the story about the Johns Hopkins worker that died from the vaccine, posted it on Twitter, just got banned from Twitter. So you're not allowed to tell those stories, folks. So imagine, I mean, again, it's like something happens to you. I can't even think. It's like you go to a doctor and it's like this doctor has like 30, 40 cases of malpractice, and you go to the doctor and something bad happens to you because of a malpractice thing. And you go on the internet or you go on Twitter and you say, hey, don't go to this doctor. Look at these malpractice suits. This is what he did to me. And they censor you for that. It's like, what? I'm trying to warn people here. So real journalism gets banned on the internet. The truth gets banned on big tech. It's a heavy, heavy thing, but we've become so numb to it. We've become so used to it now that it's just, there's no outrage even. And I'm guilty too. But I mean, I'm kind of in a different position, I suppose. But like, you know, I hear Nick Fuentes gets banned from Twitter today and people are, you know, asking me about it. And I'm like, bro, I've been banned for Twitter for years. Like, what? I've been banned from YouTube for years. I've been banned from Facebook for years. I'm one of those banned people. So it's, but like, even I'm used to it. It's like, yeah. It's like, hey, they're banning people. They just banned one of our writers. You're not allowed to write stories about people that died from the vaccine. You're not allowed to question things in this country. You're not allowed to tell the truth. It's all banned. And people don't even care. They don't even see the dangers.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality. Specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes. We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, patriots are taking action all across America. And so you've been a part of that. We've been a part of that. Sometimes we've done it together. And we played the video earlier on the broadcast of the gentleman at Yankee Stadium in a Yankees-Mets game with who gets assaulted by a liberal. You know, they're tolerant, loving people, they claim, but they're also the most hateful, evil people you've ever met. You don't want to go to dinner with them, you know, type of thing. And this liberal woman assaults a man wearing a Trump hat. And then there's the commotion. And then when the guy puts the Trump hat back on, the crowd goes wild. The crowd goes wild. Probably the coolest moment at a baseball game all year, even. Unless you want to take into account Dion Cini's contributions to the 2021 MLB season, which has led to him being banned from Major League Ball. All right, fine. Here, let's listen to the roar when he puts it down. Here we go.
Oh, yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
All right. All right. So I don't know, Dion. That might be the only moment more patriotic, maybe the only moment more patriotic than the 11 flag drops that you had. Dion Cini joins me. OperationFlagDrop.com. Trump2024swag.com or huge with a Y, hugeflags.com. So Dan, what do you think? You had some pretty patriotic moments, 11 of them, I believe. But that gentleman in the Trump hat, that's rivaling, I think, your flag drops, maybe.
Yeah, it's no problem. I can top that. I can top that very easily. It won't be. I'll do it really soon. The next flag drop, I'll make sure to top that.
Wow. So that's a call to action now. All right, but seriously here. You have been banned from major league ballparks. Tell this story. First, tell the adventures that you've been on with all the different ball stadiums and the flag drops, and then in the aftermath being banned and all the notices they've sent you.
Sure. Well, the first flag drop was just, I guess, the first season after Trump was elected, and I did it with the Trump 2020 Keep America Great flag. So that was actually the first Keep America Great flag ever created. It was a 20-foot flag. And I dropped it at Yankee Stadium, and it, you know, obviously went viral. You know, it was just unexpected. And that's the whole thing, the whole algorithm, how these things work, is you have to do it where it's unexpected. So I got some messages and some calls from certain individuals at very high levels who said, we like what you're doing. It's very impressive. Please don't stop. So I'm the kind of person, when you tell me not to stop or even stop, that I'm going to make sure that I'm going to keep the momentum rolling. So yeah, after Yankee Stadium, I just decided, well, I'll just keep doing it at other stadiums. So I did it at Yankee Stadium. I went down to Baltimore, a couple other cities around America. Some of them went viral. Some of them didn't. And there's a reason because of that. It's not just because of the flag drop. There's other elements involved that make these things go viral. But after I did the flag drop at Yankee Stadium, I then went to Disney World. Well, Disney World is actually the one that really put this on the map, I think, which combined, you know, baseball and entertainment as one whole. Because I did a couple of flag drops at Walt Disney World, and then the chief legal counsel of Disney called me and said, "You're out. You're out of Disney."
So you were actually banned. You were banned from Disney World before the MLB ballparks.
Oh yeah, I was banned from Disney World 3 years ago. 3 years ago, yeah. Because I did the same thing. I was very tenacious at Disney. I did over a dozen flag drops at Walt Disney World too before they finally said, "Okay, we've had enough. You're out." So it's not because I was breaking the rules. They just don't like the political message. So it just became like a challenge, you know, like, and it really isn't just about the flag or anything. It's how many times can I see the word Trump 2020 in the media, you know, because it's the media that picks this up immediately. And they put in the title every time Trump 2020, so-and-so, and then a picture of the flag that says Trump 2020, keep America great. And it got addictive. You know, that's how many times can I put Trump 2020 into the media?
Now, I'm just curious.
I kept on rolling it up.
Let me just stop you real quick and ask you this. Have you ever done kind of a counter operation where you drop like a Black Lives Matter flag or a Biden flag just to see if that gets banned? Because that would probably be allowed at Disney World.
No, you know, a lot of people ask me to do it. It's just I can't do it.
Yeah, no, I understand. I understand. Yeah. All right. I just had to ask.
I can't.
But so anyway, so you get banned from Disney. You go to the MLB stadiums now. I believe you did 11 before they started sending you the notices.
Yeah, I did 11 flag drops. Like I said, some of them go viral and some didn't because the real algorithm, and I want to encourage people and tell people how these things work. It's not just about the flag drop. It's the amount of, you know, I bring a bunch of people. I bring a support team with me every time I do one of these things, you know, and especially, you know, the big flag drops too in New York City. There's always a support team. Without the support team, it doesn't work. So the big ones that you see that go really viral, there's about 5 or 6 of baseball games that went super uber viral. That's because of the positioning of the persons that I put in charge of taking the pictures or the videos. One of them, you know, actually, his name's Rojo Martin here in New York City.
Oh, no kidding, old Rojo.
Yeah, he goes see, he gets to hang out with me every now and then. He's one of my main videographers and photographers too. So like I said, just try to teach people, you know, it's not just about doing the flag drop. That's the easy part. Anybody can go into a stadium, drop a flag and make it look, you know, whatever, and maybe they'll get some pictures. But if you don't have the right photographers in the right position, the flag in the right position, and it just makes it just, you know, there's just this moment in time that just grabbed, and it just makes people go triggered because of the type of photograph. It's not, like I said, it's not just about the drop. And the one at the Yankee Stadium is probably the best photograph in the last 5 years that I've ever had taken of a flag or a banner that I've ever held in my life.
Here's some of the other flag drops that have happened. And how many, so you've done 11. I know I've seen more than 11. Are you aware of other people that are doing this? Do they reach out to you too that go to ballparks and do this as well?
Sure. Yeah, it's almost like I have a class every week or so. People call me up for advice on how to do these things. You know, because they're like, wow, how do you do it? You know, I tried to do it, and, you know, I can't make it go viral like that. And, you know, there's a couple elements that I try to inspire people or show people, and even on my Twitter, you know, the little tiny things that you add into the flag drops that make them go viral. But, yeah, after the MLB banned me, and they used the word flag drop in the ban, I then put a bounty out on Twitter and said, okay, you know, anybody who buys a flag from me and drops it at a baseball stadium, I'll let you keep the flag. And those are $180 flags, you know, so you get to keep it for free if you do it. And you know, get some notoriety for Trump 1 or whatever message that you're putting out there that day. So I call this guerrilla marketing is what I was. Well, it's already used before where you can actually take a $10 ticket and you can turn it into about $10 million in advertising for Donald Trump. And now I actually, this is a little bit different than Trump 2020. Trump 2020, I served a purpose. Get Trump elected, put Trump 2020 in the media. This one is a little bit different. And there's a reason why I picked Trump 1.
And so is that because they don't want that in the headlines at all? So is that just to get that narrative in the headlines that they want blacked out?
Sure. You know, it's this thing that I've learned, though, and especially living in New York City, is the fact that these people are actually more angry now than they were than Trump was elected. If you're wearing a Trump hat in New York City now, like they just want to put you, drive you to the stake, light a match, set you on fire. That's the way that they are now. But the reason I picked Trump 1 is when Trump was coming home on the worst day in American history since 9/11, which is inauguration day on January 20th, he was flying home And I was standing there and the motorcade was going by and somebody right next to me was holding just a handwritten sign that just said Trump won. I saw Trump in the vehicle. He literally tried to jump out of the vehicle and I saw him saying, I know I did. I won. I saw him. I had this giant Trump banner that I was holding for him. But the guy with the little tiny sign that said Trump won, he was going, I won. I was like, okay, I see he really likes this message. And we all know that he won, too. And the reason why people are actually freaking out more now about Trump won is because they know there's validity there. They know there's absolutely some kind of valid reason or something. Otherwise, they would just shoo me off and shoo all the other people off who are now saying Trump won, which is now a worldwide movement. But they know it's valid. You know, they know there's teeth and they know that they're worried because there's probably a high probability that Trump's at least going to come back to run again. And they're going to try to, you know, avoid that at all costs, doing what they normally do.
And Trump did win. In fact, they stole it so obviously. They intentionally made it obvious how bad they stole it, just to gaslight this country and divide it further. And so when we come back with Dion, I'm going to have him tell the audience. So if anybody out there wants to do their own flag drop, whether it's at a ball game, major league ball game, minor league ball game, or a theme park or whatever, he'll give you the lowdown on the best way to do it. So when we come back with Dion, he'll tell you the best way to do it. And we'll get more into, because he still hasn't really talked about all the times the MLB notified him that he can't come anymore. Like you'd think he, you know, was assaulting people at the stadium the way they have been going after him, but just for dropping a flag. I mean, what happened to America? What happened to America? I remember growing up going to ball games and everything. I mean, people brought signs and they had their own messages and everyone had fun. Everything's just PC now. Everything's just leftist controlled PC garbage. We're not even allowed to have fun at a baseball game anymore. We'll be right back.
Iodine is one of the most important drivers in the body for fertility, for cellular function, for libido, for life. If you don't have iodine, you die in a matter of months. So if you don't have oxygen, you die in 4 minutes. If you don't have water, you die in a week or so. If you don't have food, a month or so. But what's in that food? Iodine. But if your food doesn't have that atomic pure iodine, it can't operate. And the food itself is lacking. That's why most people on Earth are deficient in iodine. And governments are lowering the allowance you're supposed to need to have because they want control. Ladies and gentlemen, our information is powerful. Our products are just as powerful. Experience clean iodine today. It's discounted. 40% off of the dropper bottle, 60% off of the spray bottle. You take it to your mouth. Pure atomic iodine with free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't wait any longer. Just like our information is powerful, our products are just as powerful. They don't want you to experience this. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action. Find out what you're missing. Get the missing link. Get X2.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
champions made of.
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139 is the InfoWars Store hotline. 888-253-3139
That's InfoWarsStore.com. The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Dion Cini is an American patriot, and he has dropped the Trump 1 flags at 11 different major league ball stadiums and has since been treated like a convicted criminal by the Major League Baseball Association for doing it and has been banned from the stadiums. And so I want to get his take on that. And if you are interested in doing an epic flag drop like Dion has done so many times, he's also going to tell you how to do that. He's going to give you the how to. But, you know, before you get into that, Dion, I just got to say, you know, and I think that this really kind of is a wider example, but we'll narrow it into the field of sports and baseball games, where I remember growing up, I loved going to sporting events. I loved it as a kid. I still enjoy if I can go to games as adults, not as an adult, not near as much as a kid, because it's different now, where it used to be you go to sports and you could be part of the game. It was a participation thing. You know, you could, maybe you don't want to be inappropriate, but you give the umps a little bit of a what for, you give the players a little bit of a how to, maybe you got a sign, maybe you got a chant, you know, whatever. And, but now it's like, it's everything is just an observation thing. Nobody's allowed to be a participant in anything anymore. Everybody just has to be an observer. And if we talk about this in a narrow scope of, you know, baseball games, but really it kind of goes to everything now. But, you know, just, I mean, it's just, it's so different going to ball games now. Everything's controlled. You know, they take you to your perfect seat. If you're not in your right seat, they kick you out of the stadium and all this stuff. It's just, everything's different about these games now. You should be able to drop a flag at a ball game and not get banned from a stadium, let alone even kicked out.
Yeah, I totally agree. And there's a reason why I chose baseball. You know, I'm a hockey fan, but I chose baseball for a reason, because baseball is supposed to be the all-American sport. And up to about, I don't know, 5 years, 6, 7 years ago, it's just become a political extension of the left. That's all they are. And I realized that about a few years ago when I saw these congressional hearings about baseball and doping, and like, why are we even bothering with Congress on baseball and what they do? They're a private company. But now it's just got so blown out of proportion as far as what they do politically. It was, for me, it was like the Black Lives Matter across Fenway. They did it across the entire side of the stadium. And that said, you know, Black Lives Matter, which is fine. Black lives do matter. So do White Lives Matter and everything else. But whether or not you believe in Black Lives Matter,
that's a political statement.
Right. It's a political statement, because you don't get to choose whether or not you get to see Black Lives Matter or kneeling or disrespect to the American flag at baseball games. You don't get to choose that. You get that rubbed in your face, whether you like it or not. But the worst thing is, you pay for the ticket. You pay the $50 to $2,500 at Yankee stadiums for one ticket at Yankee Stadium, $2,500. And if you don't like Black Lives Matter, and if you don't like when people disrespect the flag, it doesn't matter. You're paying for them to do it. But when you go in there with your flag and you're paying them, you're paying these athletes, and you do it back to them, then you're out of the MLB for life. That bothers me. Obviously, you know, it bothers me to a level where, you know, what we've been doing for the last 11 flag drops is going to just pale in comparison for what I've got planned for the next year.
And so let's talk about that. So tell people now, if they want to do this, where they can go to get their flag, and your expert advice on how they can do it.
First off, I'm going to say you don't have to go to my website, hugeflags.com. Granted, I do know how to make flags that work and make people trigger. It's a scientific study for me. You know, I go out and I see how a flag works for some liberals. And then if the flag works well, then I'll manufacture it. And people ask, I like this flag. Can you please manufacture it? But you could do it with just a bed sheet. Take a bed sheet and spray some paint on it. Trump won. You know, it's like when you received a card when you gave your mom a card when you're a kid, when you hand wrote on the card, I love you, mom. You could do the same thing with a bed sheet. Bring it into a stadium, roll it up real tight, put it in your pants. Or if you have somebody that has a big beer belly, you know, like me, I'm starting to get one. You know, it fits in there. So it's really the real. But again, the secret of it is also to bring at least 4 or 5 support people with you. So whenever I do, you know, you can go to Huge Flags, buy the flag. You know, thank you. But if you don't, go ahead and make one, roll it up real tight. No metal. So when I go into the stadium, I carry no metal on my body whatsoever. My belt is plastic. Everything's plastic. So when you go through the metal detectors, you roll up the flag. Also, water bottles are allowed in the stadiums. You can bring one water bottle. I also bring a little roll of duct tape, a tiny little roll of duct tape. Then I attach the water bottles to the flags at the corners because the water bottles make a huge difference. Massive 16-ounce water bottles in each corner of your flag or banner will make a massive difference, even if there's a 5-10 mile an hour wind, like you see there. So having these, what, just make sure they're attached very well. Test them. I'm in the bathroom. So before I go into any game, I spend about a half an hour in the men's room, which is sometimes a little bit gross, but I do it in the very beginning before it gets really bad in the bathroom. And I work on my flags. I make sure everything's really nice and tight. I pull on my water bottles because you don't want them to fall. You know, you want everybody to be safe and happy. You're not there to hurt anyone like they do on the left. Position yourself on the lowest deck you possibly can. The higher the deck, the smaller the flag is going to look. Put your photographers on the first level, not the second level. And it's always best to be on the first level, the front row of the first level of wherever you're going to drop it. Also, something that's very important is never put the flag where somebody can pull it down. I learned that in Boston. One time I held it over club level. They pulled it down in a game of tug of war. It was about 10-2, and unfortunately they won, but I got my flag back. So, and again, just bring photographers, because you're spending all this time, money, and resources to go into the, not a lot of money, because the tickets are only like $10 now for baseball, because nobody wants to go. But, you know, make sure everything is completely organized. You can always text me. You can find me on my website. Find me on Twitter. I'm a very easy person to find if you have any questions on how to do this the right the first time. But the real secret is keep the flag at a lower first level, just off the first deck. Have your person go to the front of the lowest level, right in front of you, to take the picture up at an angle like this, not so much far away like this. And you can send it to me. I actually have some friends in the media that I can actually push it out to. Or you just make it go, just put it on your Twitter and then tag me. And then I'll retag it. And then it'll get retagged and retagged and retagged. But spend some time before, during, and after the flag drop. Like after a flag drop, I spend about 3 hours in my car or wherever whatever city I'm in, you know, just getting my video together, making sure everything's clean. And don't just do it at baseball games, but, you know, I don't do it at hockey games because I'm a hockey fan. And people at hockey, I actually did. I did the Rangers game one time and nothing. It was just crickets. And I did it in one of the best positions I ever did. Nobody cared because people just watch hockey. They're there to watch hockey, you know, and hopefully a fight breaks. But see, that's the difference between hockey and baseball. Baseball is just a political extension of the left. Hockey is still somewhat of a sport. Hopefully it doesn't, you know, turn into what baseball has become. But, you know, it's really just about spend some time thinking about what you're going to do before the flag drop. If the wind's blowing too hard, don't do it. You know, on my Twitter, every day I'm putting a new tip that you can do to help you with these flag drops. Because it's not just, you know, about triggering the left. It is really good advertising for Trump, especially when, you know, I got the Trump 2024 flags. You know, I got stacks of them ready to go.
It's just this building of morale that, hey, you know what? They stole our election, but we haven't been defeated, and we know they stole it, and we're not going to be defeated, and we're going to continue to raise this banner of knowing that they stole our election, and they're not going to bully us.
Exactly. That's the whole point. That's why I do it, Owen. That's what you just said is exactly why I do it. You know,
What is your Twitter account so people can go on there and look as well?
It's just Dioncini, Dioncini.
All right.
I might be banned, and I'm probably going to be banned off of there. I just started using Twitter in the last year since I've been banned, but, you know, you can just go to my Twitter page, and I'll have my new instructions on there every day.
All right, folks, there you go. Let's flood America with Trump 1 banners. Let's show them we know they stole it.
A
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter, you've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all our other products because of supply chain breakdowns, and so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months. So get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product. I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. It 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalists, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man. Trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists. And realize you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Well, you've got Joe Biden, forgetting the name of his HHS secretary. You've got the Michigan attorney general who's threatening to send door-to-door cops to people who question the results of the 2020 election. You scumbags. You scumbag Democrats. You criminal. You lying liberals. Oh, boy. Hey, that's fun. I hope people have some fun with what we talked about in the last segments. It's time to take this country back, folks. This country, you know, it's still America. We can still fight for her. We can still save her, even though it may just be ceremonious in most times. But it's like muscle atrophy. If we don't flex for America, if we don't exercise our freedoms and stand up against this new world order tyranny, then yeah, we will atrophy. We will eventually die out. So that's why I love what Dion Cini is doing. And that's why we do a lot of that stuff ourselves here at InfoWars that we've been doing for so many years. And it's guerrilla marketing. It's street cultural warfare, peacefully, politically, just standing up for what you believe in and not letting the mainstream media and the left bully you into submission. Now, I've got a bunch of other news I'm going to cover here, but ladies and gentlemen, in the break, I'm telling you, I love when this happens, and I really feel like honored and humbled that I have so many friends and family to tune in every day and kind of critique me, but mostly just let me know they're tuning in. And one of my old friends was watching the broadcast, and he says, "Oh, and that is a sick T-shirt. Where did you get it?" InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen. That is where I got this free American T-shirt. InfoWarsStore.com. Get one for yourself now. And it comes in, I think, navy and black, but this camo one, this is the one. This is the one. This is my favorite one. I love the texture of it. I love the feel. Very soft. It's kind of loose, but it fits well. Very comfortable. Very soft. And I mean, the free American message right there on the top with the American flag and the camo. You just gotta love it. But understand, and I've said this before, but understand when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and you go to the free American T-shirt section, the T-shirt that we have on the website, the camouflage T-shirt, it doesn't actually look like it. It looks like the one I'm wearing. It's not that kind of basic, kind of ugly camo that you see on the site. It's a very nice camo with a navy blue hint to it. Goes great with blue jeans. And I just love this T-shirt. Basic free American message, not too in your face. Everybody should agree with that. And it's got the American flag that, of course, will trigger the left, but that's their own problem. So get your free American T-shirt today at InfoWarsStore.com. And let me suggest the camouflage one. But again, take note of what it looks like on me. This is the actual camouflage design of the T-shirt. It's not what you see on the website. It's a much better design than what you see on the website. This is the actual design, what I'm wearing. As you can see, subtle. It's good to cuddle in. But more subtle with the navy blue hints to it of the camo here on the free American T-shirt. It's going to be a bestseller, I believe. It's already selling off the shelf, so get yours before it sells out. The free American T-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, it's the final days to take advantage of the 4th of July specials that have been extended at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let me just pick up some of these random news stories here, and we'll go through them. White House helps hide names of buyers at auction for Hunter Biden's art, where it's going for up to $500,000. Hunter Biden's auction for his own artwork has attracted ethics scrutiny following the publication of a report in the Washington Times claiming that the White House drafted an agreement that will keep all bidders and buyers anonymous, hiding their identities both from the public and Biden himself. Now, how is that even legal? Why would the White House even be getting involved? Of course, you know the why. This is called money laundering. This is called selling political influence. It's what the Bidens are pros at. It's kind of like the old thing with the Clinton Global Initiative. As soon as Hillary lost the election, donations to the Clinton Global Initiative went to nothing. Why do you think that is? I thought they were trying to help the planet. No, they were selling political influence. As soon as they had no political influence, nobody was buying. See? So Hunter Biden is selling art as a front to sell political influence. But see, the Bidens are so corrupt. Here's the funny thing. The people that are buying political influence from Hunter Biden's art, they're not going to get anything. Joe Biden isn't even running his own life. He can barely even tie his own shoes. So it's just hilarious. I mean, the Bidens are such low-bit scammers. Like the Clintons were like, I mean, they're like your top-notch scammers. They're like top criminals. The Clinton crime syndicate, that's like top level. Like, those are your advanced criminals. They're good. Like, you know, they disappear people. They murder people and get away with it. The Bidens are just like low bit, like two bit hack criminals. Like somebody that like steals detention until trial. And so here's from the legal document here. Former President Trump continues to make false claims about the election, which even if they were false, which they're not, that's not illegal. Insinuate that he may be reinstalled in the near future as president without another election. Well, he won the last one. And minimize the violent attack on the Capitol. Like, you minimized all the violent crime that you've perpetrated on this country for decades. Television networks continue to carry and report on those claims, with some actually giving credence to the false reporting. Again, they lie all day long. Russian collusion, Trump racist, Trump this, everything else they lie about, 24/7, Nicholas Sandman. I mean, you can go on and on with all the lies the media has told, including from January 6th now. So they lie all day long and are never held accountable. And then Trump tells the truth and they say, oh, how dare you lie. And then it comes out in court documents and district of criminals, D.C. prosecuting attorneys say, it's cable news. And so now they're getting ready. So this just tells you where their head is at. They want to ban Fox News. They'd love to ban Fox News, which is just a joke. Fox News is as milquetoast, you know, it's like a carton of yogurt and how bland it is, other than Tucker Carlson and maybe at times Hannity and some of the other guests that go on there. But it just shows where their head is at. So they want to make up these lies and make up these narratives and then build the boogeyman, the scarecrow, whatever, and say, look, it was this news organization. Look, it was that person in the media. If that same standard was held to them, I mean, could you even imagine all the riots that they've caused with their lies about Mike Brown or George Floyd, the lives that have been destroyed, the businesses that have been destroyed, the billions of dollars of damage, the people that have been blatantly murdered, the cops whose lives have been ruined. These people are sick people. And so they run all the fake news. They run all the lies and all the narratives and everything. They run all the propaganda. And then they say, look, cable networks say that Trump won the election and this is a problem. And they bring that up in court. So they're getting ready, folks. They're getting ready to now make it. So, I mean, what does it really come down to? They are anti-free speech. That's what this is about. They don't want any contradiction to their lies. They don't want any pushback against their narrative. And so that's why they're bringing this up in court cases saying, look, television news stations say Trump won and it caused an insurrection, which is another lie. So they just stack lies on top of lies on top of lies on top of lies. And they censor anybody that calls out these lies at any level of the false narrative. And then they bring it out in court. And then they're going to use that as a permanent precedent to shut down any opposition, any dissenting opinion. InfoWars was the first. We told you it would be everybody else. Now here we are.
We know that the satanic principalities of this planet want us poisoned. They want to attack our bodies. They want to kill us because we're made in the image of God. But God gave us the components of our cells, of our bodies to be strong. We've got everything we need. That's why the globalists hit us with the bad halogens of fluoride, chlorine, bromide, you name it, instead of iodine. Our food, our water, our plants, everything we eat is deficient in it. The average person is deficient, and it attacks your IQ, it attacks your stamina and your libido and fertility particularly. Look into it. We have the purest iodine you're going to find anywhere on the planet in X2, and it's discounted right now with free shipping for 40% off in the dropper bottle. We have it for 60% off in the spray bottle. It's the exact same formula, but I want you to experience it for yourself. If you've been on the fence about iodine, this is the best. Try it today. It takes about 15 days to kick in. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and it funds the InfoWar. Only way you fail is not taking action.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
InfoWars.com/show.
Well, with some of this news I'm about to cover, you may be thinking about homeschooling your kids as the medical tyranny is coming to a school near you. So hit me up for pricing for my homeschool program. It's the InfoWars Alex Jones homeschooling program, certainly better than any public school you'll find these days. All right, we're being facetious, but maybe, might be something we need in the future, InfoWars homeschooling. And so we bring that up as a joke, but it's actually a serious phenomenon that's happening right now, and I'll explain why. Because of the medical tyranny, see, because of the big lie of COVID and the medical tyranny that followed, because we all fell for the big lie. We didn't listen to InfoWars when we told you it was a big lie and what was really going on, but hey, that's fine. We're used to that. And so here's what's happening now. Shot chaser. California to require masks in schools, even though the CDC says they're not needed for vaccinated, and the CDC has really said they're not needed ever. And now we have multiple studies that have been done on masks, specifically done on children's masks after they wear them at school all day. And they found 12 deadly viruses on the mask covering, on the facial covering. None of them even COVID. They didn't even find COVID, but they found 12 other deadly diseases on their masks. And California wants to mandate that. So again, they'll either mandate you with death with the vaccine or mandate you to death with the face mask, because that's what the left is into, is mandating death. This is a giant suicide cult, but they just want to get you involved first. Here's the chaser. Homeschool applications double in California. So that's what it is. So you force children to be tortured in school all day long with a gag over their mouth. Parents are going to take them out of that. Now, liberal parents might be into that, so they'll leave their kids to be tortured in California schools. But any parent that cares about their child is removing them from these schools immediately. And so, yeah, California introduces mandatory child torture in public schools and homeschool applications double in California. That's just the beginning. That's just the beginning, ladies and gentlemen. And that's not even talking about all the indoctrination that they have to face. CDC releases new mask guidance for K through 12 schools, says vaccinations should be tracked. This CDC needs to be shut down immediately. So again, mandated death with the vaccines, mandated death with the masks. And you notice something, because I just notice something. Notice how there's no debate over this. Where has the debate ever been on any of this? Where has the debate been about coronavirus, COVID, whatever you want to call it, the China flu, the Wuhan flu? Where has the debate been about that? Its origin? I mean, seriously, where are the scientific debates? Where are the political debates? They're not happening. You notice that? Where are the debates about masks? Where are the debates about shutdowns? There are none. There are no debates. Now, you know any conservative commentator or Republican commentator or patriotic commentator or Trump supporter, or whatever, you know that they would be more than happy to have these debates, whether it's just low-level people that just have their own YouTube channels or whatever, or whether it's high-level people in media or high-level people in government. There's no debate. They never debated the masks. They never debated anything about COVID. They never debated the shutdown. None of it was ever a debate. They never debated the vaccines. Why would that be? Well, of course, you know the why. Because if there was an actual debate that was fair and that everybody watched, there wouldn't be any face masks going on. There wouldn't be any more mandated government shutdown. There wouldn't be any mandated vaccines. In fact, they'd probably shut down the whole vaccine program, with the COVID vaccine at least. So they can't have a debate, because a debate would expose the entire initiative of mandated death. Now, I don't know how many people would actually go that far in a debate, and that doesn't even matter. You can show the studies that the masks are bad for you and spread disease. You can just show all the tens of thousands of deaths that we've had from the COVID vaccines. You could have debated about where it originated from. So you could have real debates over this stuff, and us as a society, as a civilization, could watch these things and say, okay, well, let's make decisions here. Let's at least have freedom. But no, you don't get a debate. You're a slave now. So they just tell you, you're in a pandemic, you're shut down, now you're wearing a mask, now you're taking a vaccine. No debate. No choice. That's called tyranny. That's called slavery. And it's disgusting. It's disgusting that any American, that any person that claims to be free, any individual that claims to be independent and a free human would ever comply with any of this, would ever go along or promote any of this. It's demonic. It's satanic. It's masochistic. It's suicidal. Now, this is hilarious, and it reminded me of this old meme. Here's this headline from futurism.com. This is just classic. Want to delay aging? Get castrated, scientists say. According to new research, there may be a surprisingly effective way for men to increase their lifespans, but it requires a pretty severe altercation to the physical body that may not appeal to everybody. You don't say. You don't say. So now they're saying, chop off your twig and berries to live longer. Chop off your male member. Chop off your lap hog. And scientists say you can delay aging. I mean, what a BS lie. Just what an outrageous lie. I don't care what science you have. Don't tell me that chopping my male member off is going to make me live longer. Please stop. It's just getting outrageous at this point. But again, it's a death cult. You're in a death cult, and there is a eugenics operation being run on this planet right now. And so it reminded me of this meme, which you may have seen before, but it's gone to a new level now, where the liberal says, I turned my gun in to help prevent gun violence. And then the person responds, this is a political cartoon, did you cut your penis off to help fight rape? Because, I mean, that's the equivalent. Of course, when you realize that analogy, you realize how dumb the gun control argument is. But now they probably will maybe chop it off And so here's the new level of it. If Biden makes it a law, I will. So there you go. So that may be the new law coming. Well, you know, chop your penis off because you're gonna live longer. Oh, I turned my gun in to help prevent gun violence. Okay, well, go ahead and chop your penis off to help prevent rape, too. Same energy. Same logic. This is hilarious. The ODNI, the Biden ODNI, I forget what it is, Office of Something, Domestic, National, who knows. Just it's all these BS alphabet agencies that should all be shut down. The new ODNI cover photo is a stock photo called Portrait of Multicultural Office Staff Standing in Lobby. They photoshopped in a blind man and a girl in a wheelchair. So they probably plugged into some like free use photo search engine, like diversity or something, so they could use it as their front page picture. And then they cropped in a blind guy and a girl in a wheelchair, and they put it up on their annual demographic report, fiscal year 2020, from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. Why is the Office of Director of National Intelligence even doing a demographic report? These people are obsessed with race and identity. They can't get over it. They're like children. You know, and here's what I was thinking the other day. Because these are not serious people. Liberals are not serious people. They're liars, they're frauds, they're con men. It's just true. I hate to have to say this 100 times a day, but it's just the truth. And it needs to be known. But here's what it is, because these aren't serious people. It's like AOC the other day, we played the clip where she's like, oh, we need to shut this down in Puerto Rico and it'll be so much better. And then the guy who actually understands the power grid in Puerto Rico says, do you realize if you did that, Puerto Rico would be out of power within a week? So you want Puerto Rico to basically be off the grid with no power, third world hellhole overnight. And it's just like, oh, I twiddle my thumbs. I do makeup. I stop global warming. We need to find a way to get Democrats and liberals thinking they're on the playing field when they're actually not. So it's kind of like, if you ever had one of those Fisher Price like kitchen sets as a kid, it's like a fake kitchen set. It's all plastic and they have like fake little pots and pans. And you may have played with it as a kid and you go on there and you pretend you're cooking dinner and you pretend you're, you know, serving up dinner and everything, and maybe you do it while mom and dad are eating or mom's cooking or whatever. Like, that's what we need in politics. Like, we need the fake thing for the left to think that they're doing something like the children that they are and the arrested development mental disorder that they have, so they can play with some fake little political set while the real adults, while the real Americans are actually doing real stuff. They can play on their little tinker toy political set like a Fisher-Price kitchen instead of the real kitchen, which would be dangerous, because it is dangerous for them to be involved in anything.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
So, we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off, and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. It takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose. You're funding the InfoWar. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and X2.
just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle to take under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful deep earth crystal iodine is.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Our crew is so great, guys. We have the best crew here. Big shout out to Rob who put that together. And I was going to be serious and kind of continue on like the fake seriousness where the FBI is going after Lego sets. But I had to laugh because that was just so hilarious. I hadn't seen it yet. We're going to post that at Band.Out Video. You can just take that short snippet of that funny compilation of the Lego memes we put together and share with your friends. But folks, as you can see here on my desk, I have a Lego sample of the Batmobile. And so that obviously means that I'm the Caped Crusader and I have been working on my latest details in developments for the new Batmobile. And so as you can see, I have rocket launchers on my side that are adjustable in case I need to insurrect anywhere. With my new Batmobile, as you can see there, it makes the insurrection better when you have rocket launchers on the side. It's turbo boosted with a flame charge in the back. So I can basically get away from any law enforcement or ram anybody down that I want to as well. As you can see, the tires are very thick. This is for any terrain. I can get through any terrain or plow through any crowd I need to or any building perhaps. And of course the Caped Crusader, the Dark Knight logo right there for the Batman. For the Batmobile. So clearly this Batmobile Lego set sitting on my desk means that I am the Batman. And so I'm sorry you had to find out this way, but there it is. Or wait a second though. Maybe I'm just playing games with you actually, because I have over here what is actually a Joker Lego set, as you can see. And so here's the Joker driving his car with a rocket launcher. And as you can see here, folks, now I want you to show this. Maybe I'm actually training to rob a bank right now, because look at this Lego set with the Joker driving the vehicle with the rocket launcher here. V6 engine, very nice. As you can see here, now watch, folks. We need to get a full camera on this. Okay, now watch. As the Joker drives the vehicle away, oh, he's robbing a bank. And look, oh, the money, oh, the money is just pouring out everywhere. Oh my gosh. And now the Joker is, he's getting the money. Look at him. Oh, now the Joker's stealing the money from the safe. Oh, then this clearly means I'm the Joker. This clearly means I'm going to rob a bank, folks. I think I should be investigated immediately for bank robbery. And now here comes the Joker. And there he goes, and he's getting away, and he sees, oh, wait, no, he sees the Batman and the Batmobile, and so he fires his rocket, folks. This means I'm the Joker. Oh, my gosh.
Iodine is one of the most important drivers in the body for fertility, for cellular function, for libido, for life. If you don't have iodine, you die in a matter of months. So if you don't have oxygen, you die in 4 minutes. If you don't have water, you die in a week or so. If you don't have food, a month or so. But what's in that food? Iodine. But if your food doesn't have that atomic pure iodine, it can't operate. And the food itself is lacking. That's why most people on Earth are deficient in iodine. And governments are lowering the allowance you're supposedly need to have because they want control. Ladies and gentlemen, our information is powerful. Our products are just as powerful. Experience clean iodine today. It's discounted. 40% off of the dropper bottle, 60% off of the spray bottle. You take it to your mouth. Pure atomic iodine with free shipping, double Patriot points, at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't wait any longer. Just like our information is powerful, our products are just as powerful. They don't want you to experience this. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action. Find out what you're missing. Get the missing link. Get X2.
Headbangers Hour. The War Room is raw. Headbangers Hour. Featuring Frank Cavanaugh of the band Filter. Formerly, they kicked him out because he's a patriot. You know, God forbid, an American patriot in a rock band. And then Michael Graves as well, one of the founders of the Misfits. I think we're still getting connected with Mike right now, but Frank is with us. And so, but there you go, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I have a whole Lego set of Batman and Batgirl and the Joker, Robin Banks. So, I mean, this clearly means I'm up to something, probably getting ready to rob a bank or build, I guess, a Batmobile weapon of mass destruction. And so, obviously, the Fed should be investigating me immediately for this, because that's what it means, according to them, from January 6th. Pretty incredible stuff. Guys, let me know when Michael joins us. Frank is with us, though. So Frank, pretty incredible times to be alive. The lies are continuing to be told about January 6th, the loss of our freedoms, the arrest of the political opposition of the Democrat Party, jailing for until they just decide to release them or if ever, or trying to bend their arm to sell somebody else out that they really are after. So what do you make of all these developments as the FBI is now seizing Lego sets, for evidence as part of their investigation of January 6th.
There's things that happen in history that society seizes upon to make it a symbol of what can't be explained. And the Lego meme, the Lego seizing of the Capitol Lego set is that. It's like when that Bernie meme at the inauguration united everyone. Everyone was just cracking up about it. The FBI has become so clownish, so childish, so woke that they are now identified with Legos because they are a caricature of what they used to be. I mean, if you are an FBI agent right now, this is what you joined up to be. This is what this is what history says that you are, a bunch of children who are playing with Lego toys. It sums up everything that they've done. The lies about the insurrection day, the lies about white supremacy, the lies about the election.
And there's no way they can go back now because it is completely a joke. And I want to say that I'm pretty sure that Joe Biggs has a court date on Monday. And all these guys that are getting held have court dates that are coming up. And this is when, if we have any chance, we have to be calling our congressmen. We have to be calling everybody and anybody, because this is a time in history that's never happened in America before.
No, you know what? That's a great point. That is actually an excellent point. Everybody should be calling their local representatives in the Senate and the House and saying, this is outrageous. We have political prisoners in this country right now. This should never stand. Do something about this.
This is the only way that we're going to save our country. Every time I come on here, Owen, I always say this. It's the government of the people, by the people, for the people. That's we the people. We are the only ones that are going to save this country. We have to call our congressman. If our congressman ignores us, make them know who you are.
Yeah, leave a voicemail. Send an email.
Send an email. Call. Go. You know, they're in Washington. You can go to their satellite offices. And the people that you're going to run into are their staff. If the staff knows you, that person's going to know you. And they need to know that you have the energy to make sure that they don't get the votes to get voted again. Because that's all these people care about, the vast majority of them. And we will win. We can win. But the only way that it can happen is all of us have to fulfill our destiny, basically. I mean, I grew up reading stories about World War II and Korea and Vietnam vets, and idolized all the elder gentlemen in my family that were part of the military. And I joined the military 6 months before 35 just because I didn't want to not have that experience. And now is the time that we've all been preparing for our whole lives. Our parents prepared us for this. Our grandparents prepared us for this. We have the blood of multi-generations of Americans running through us. Even if you're an immigrant, it rubs off on you because it's the melting pot. That's why they want diversity.
Oh, if anything, immigrants even get it better. There was this viral moment. Ozzie Guillen, who's a former Major League Baseball player, manager of the White Sox. I always knew I loved the guy because his post-game press conferences were just the best. I mean, he didn't let the media get an inch on him. I mean, he would always – and he came out in an interview and somebody asked him about, you know, becoming an American citizen. He started crying. He couldn't even help himself. He started crying about that day and how much it meant to him coming from Venezuela, the family that seemed to be hopeless and desolate. And then he comes to America, and now because of his success as a baseball player, he can build them houses and he can make sure that they can get an education. And so he starts crying up. I mean, that's what it's all about. And the left is trying to destroy all of that right now.
Here's the other thing about the left. The left is a minority, and I don't mean that they're people of color or that they're a different sexual orientation. I mean they are a minority in number to us. There's so many more of us. Look at how many of us voted, and look at how many counties he won. Look at how the Trump rallies are just still off the hook. We are so much bigger than them, but in America, we are so conditioned and blinded and hypnotized by the rat race. And someone coming from Venezuela where that's not there and they can become a success, they see the beauty of it. Where people in America, they hate being Americans because they're spoiled brats. And the thing you were talking about, no debate, Owen. Here's the thing. With the left, there is no debate. We on the right have to be there. There's no debate. This whole thing with the choir and the pedophile story time, all you need to say is this is pedophilia, period. There's nothing else. There's no debate. There's no.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to debate, then we reject. You don't want to debate, so we reject. And here's another example. And by the way, this has been one of the funnier things that I've witnessed just from following the media. The Democrats and the leftists in the media with the critical race theory, they really don't know what to do. This thing has blown up in their face. And so about a week ago, someone was on either MSNBC or CNN, I can't remember, and they said how, because the media was trying to deny that the Democrats started critical race theory, and then they just tried to deny it existed at all. And so then they were saying, well, why don't you figure that out for yourself? And so this MSNBC, I believe it was, host said, oh, well, I'll find the founder of it. And she thought the founder of it was Professor Ibram X. Kendi, who's this big leftist, you know, anti-white guy professor. And so she brings him on the air. She says, you know, you founded critical race theory and all this stuff. And he goes, actually, I had nothing to do with critical race theory. I don't teach it. I don't even necessarily believe in it. And she's just like staring there like a deer in the headlights, like, oh, crap. Well, now Ibrahim X. Kendi writes this story today, just like what we're talking about. No debate. Here's the headline in The Atlantic. There is no debate over critical race theory. So first it doesn't exist. Then, okay, it exists. He's the creator. Then he's not the creator. He doesn't even believe in it. Now he says, no, there's no debate. We're teaching it. And then they just say, oh, no. You're Republicans and conservatives just don't want us to teach history. Folks, since what history class doesn't teach the Civil War? What history class doesn't teach slavery? What history class doesn't have the Emancipation Proclamation? Just another lie of the left.
You know, Owen, you just told me that and I started laughing out loud. And if you do that when you're talking to a leftist and you just start laughing in their face because it's totally ridiculous, that you watch how the wind gets pulled out of their sails. Just, I need to do this. I'm saying this, but we all need to just be ourselves and be like, no, dude, no, period.
And I understand why it's so serious, because I get it, folks. I mean, you can get arrested, you can have everything taken from you, your bank account seized, but it's just like, we still have to laugh in the face of this tyranny, because that will upset them so much.
I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all other products because of supply chain breakdowns. And so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months. So get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones at 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It's the Headbangers Hour on the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Frank Cavanaugh with us. Michael Graves joins us now as well. I'm going to start getting into some of these news headlines with the Headbangers. Let's start with this. You know, Lauren Boebert truly is emerging as one of the great patriots in our Congress. I hope that that's the future of the Republican Party, at least people like her and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar and others. And she says, the Parmesan Pirate, a nickname for Hunter Biden that I like, the Parmesan Pirate is selling art for $500,000 to anonymous buyers. This might be the most blatant money laundering scheme in recent history. Yeah, and selling of political favors. I mean, guys, how obvious is this? Hunter Biden becomes the most top-selling artist overnight, the richest artist overnight, and the White House has official policy that says all the buyers have to remain anonymous. I mean, guys, start with Michael. Is this not the most obvious political favor selling you've ever seen in your life?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. When you see all that has happened to Donald Trump and his family, when you see what's happened to patriots, when you see what's happened to all of the people in the freedom movement and how people's jobs have been stripped away, their lives have been ruined, the power of the government, the power of the legal system have been turned against good people. And then when you see the power of all these systems that we have here now turn into the favor for somebody like Hunter Biden, who any clear thinking individual, anybody who's actually conscious and awake, that is not under this trance that so many of our fellow countrymen are under, it's a smack in the face. It's a smack in the face. It's insulting, and it's supposed to be, and that's the danger of it all. They don't need us. They don't want us. They hate us. We are. They're laughing at us. They're coming for us. It's horrifying. Actually, it's horrifying. It makes me very, very angry, and it makes a lot of people angry.
Yeah, they're coming after us. They're coming after us like Hunter Biden goes after a pile of Parmesan cheese, thinking it's crack cocaine. Frank, how about this one? Denial of evolution is a form of white supremacy.
Like that could rise.
I think we got a delay with Michael, but that's all right. We'll work through it. Frank, how about this headline? Denial of evolution is a form of white supremacy. As museums reopen, let's introduce ourselves and our children to the original black ancestors of all human beings. Denial of evolution is a form of white supremacy. I mean, everything's white supremacy. A bird flies in the sky. A leaf falls from a tree.
All right, but Owen, this whole thing, I've said this before, COVID was the boot camp for globalism, where it ripped everybody down, and they want a new reset. What is the new reset? The new reset is there's a new thought process, and that's critical racism, critical race theory, whatever they call it. And that they're pushing it now because that's part of the great reset, is to change society, the way society thinks. But we're going to be so loud and so proud, like their pride, that we're not going to let that happen. And the critical race theory, they thought they were going to slip it in to the kids. You know, they've already been doing it for 10 years. I've been yelling about it, how it's reverse racism or whatever. And now Americans have woken up because they stripped us of everything that we had. They took everything away. They broke us down and they wanted to fill it with critical race theory. And we're like, oh, hell no. Hell no. And this is our opportunity as Americans to rewrite history, to rewrite this country the way we want it. Every time they try to roll out one of these racist or Luciferian or pedophilic things, we just jump down their throats.
And by the way, the fact that they're saying denial of evolution is white supremacy means that they know evolution is a lie. So it's another thing that they know they've been lying about that now they have to come on and say, oh, you better teach this or they're a racist. To me, that's what that proves. Any thoughts on that, Michael?
I think that this is all horrifying. When you cut through all of this, this is horrifying. They are making these types of things legal. You know, we always talk about, well, Adolf Hitler and the Nazis, they made all the things that they were doing legal. We're not saying that it was morally right. It was horrible what they were doing, but these things were on the books and it was legal to do these things. And now the whole world has been turned inside out to where if you think something or you do something or you don't do something, the way that you behave or the way that you don't behave, it could mean your imprisonment. It can mean that you're turned into a criminal. And it's just going to get worse if you sit quietly and you think about the past decade of what has happened. It's horrifying.
And you know, here's another example of this. This is a news story that just broke this week. Judge rules to unseal dozens of documents about Ghislaine Maxwell's personal affairs. And it includes, it's going to reveal her and Jeffrey Epstein's personal and close relationship to the Clintons. Now, we already knew that that was the case, but will the media cover it now? Will the media finally admit Bill Clinton is a rapist and was involved directly with Jeffrey Epstein and Pedophile Island and all the rest? Or will he continue to have the media run cover for him because, well, he's got that magic Democrat behind his name?
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to continue
the
status quo.
The media will continue running cover.
The media is going to continue doing what they've always done. Because they are the old dinosaur media. That's what they're there for. That's why they exist, to run cover for these people. They run cover for the corporations, for the politicians. That's the old media, though. I don't even consider. I haven't watched any of that stuff in years. This is the new media. This is the new media, and this is what is driving the narrative. They're trying to push out this decades-old plan where they've got losers like Hunter Biden running the show and Alexander Soros, okay? And they're fighting against people who have had everything taken away, that don't care, that are desperate, that are hungry, that'll do this for free. We all do this because we love the country. They do it because they're getting $500,000 for a really horrible painting, you know? And this is it's such a beautiful time. I want us to stop saying they. It's we. They are nothing unless we let them be something. We are the power. We are the ones that are going to dictate and direct what they do. And that's what we have to remember. We're more powerful than them.
Final words, Michael. Man, we must have a real bad delay with Michael. That's all right. We'll try to get reconnected on the other side, or he may have even dropped off. But by the way, the assassination of the Haitian president, we may remember that. So he rejected vaccines in Haiti, kind of like the Tanzanian president who got assassinated. Oh, I'm sorry. They said he had a heart attack. No, the FBI is going to go investigate the assassination of the Haitian president who refused the COVID vaccines. So you know what that means, folks. The FBI is going to go down to Haiti and cover it up. They're going to go right down there. They're going to cover up whatever happened, which means they probably ran the whole thing. Yeah, that's our FBI. Shut it down. Shut it down.
like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. So, we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off, and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. It takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose. You're funding the M4. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle to take under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful Deep Earth Crystal Iodine is.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com. For anaerobic septic tanks, TheBioPros.com.
Well, all the big box stores are making record profits, and so is Amazon, because they designed the global shutdown to destroy small and medium-sized businesses, and it is wreaking havoc in the supply chain. Thousands and thousands of small companies have completely shut down, and others are struggling to stay open because they can't get raw materials, whether it's for food, whether it's for medicine, whether it's for supplements, whether it's for textiles, whatever the product is, you see it in the news. It is record-level supply chain breakdowns because the globalists shut down the world economy for more than a year, and now they're trying to bring the shutdown back again. In fact, in areas like India and areas of Africa, the shutdown is ongoing. It's killing those people in massive numbers. So InfoWars doesn't have a lot of our best-selling products in anymore for 6, 7, 8 months because of this. So to make up the shortfall, please buy t-shirts, books, films, things like that at InfoWarsStore.com, and please try to keep
the War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Hang on, Matthew. I know. I thought you did.
We're going, Dan.
All right, I just had to air that. That is about as headbangers hour as it's going to get right there. For the radio audio audience, it was this a very large man, obviously lifts weights, and he's lighting off fireworks on what appears to be a ripped out truck bed, being hauled behind a truck like a sled, and he's pounding beers and lighting off fireworks and doing bench presses. You just got to love it. You just got to love it. And so we're back here in the Headbangers Hour with Michael Graves and Frank Cavanaugh. I hope Michael's connection is better. It's been a bit of a bear here. Guys, NBA ratings, NBA finals are happening right now, and nobody seems to care. NBA ratings down 36% from 2019, down 36%. Now, the person in denial of what's really going on, that the politicization of the NBA is killing the ratings, will say, oh, it's because there's two small market teams that haven't been in there in a while. I mean, maybe you could say that about Milwaukee. Phoenix in the Valley is kind of actually a huge market, so that doesn't really make sense. Plus, NBA fans are waiting for new talent to get to the finals, and the Phoenix Suns is a great marketable team, but the ratings are down. So we all know why the ratings are down. The NBA went political. They went left. They went liberal. They sold out to China. So nobody wants to watch anymore, myself included. I used to love watching basketball. I grew up playing basketball and everything. I won't watch those communists these days.
You know, Owen, it's like you came from a sports background, and they politicize sports so much that now everyone's a politician. You're a politician, or you're into politics. And it totally is the law of unintended consequences that the left just lives in, this miasma of unintended consequences. And that's what happened with professional sports. They thought Americans were so dumbed down that they were just going to eat it up and let it happen. And no, we rejected it. There's no more debate with professional sports anymore. We're not going to go. We're not going to take your poison. That's it. And instead, we're going to get into politics because we're going to change this because this is ridiculous.
Yeah, they kicked me out of an NBA game because I had a sign that said China owns the NBA. That really tells you what's up there. Michael, I want to get your response to.
You know, it's.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say it's also the same thing as the Hunter Biden thing. It's people who are awake and reject the politicization of everything. And when you have those glasses on, and across the board, whether it's movies, music, everything is down because you can't watch anything. You can't turn the TV on without actually seeing what they're doing, and they put it in your face. We don't want to, again, to each their own, but I'm sick of seeing rainbow flags and pink stuff on the people's uniforms and people kneeling and Black Lives Matter. It's everywhere, and it's in everything.
Yeah, it's like,
and
you so want to tune in,
turning away from it.
Yeah, you want to tune in to watch basketball, but you instead you get gay this, vaccine that, China this, communist that, you're a bad person here. And it's just like, I tuned in to watch basketball. I didn't tune in to get indoctrinated or lectured about some other BS I don't agree with. But I want to get both of your response to this tweet that I thought was extremely powerful from @Grums. I'm not sure who this individual is, but that's who tweeted it. When you believe the media, life is different. It's kind of like being in the Matrix. If you ever wake up, though, the system turns against you, just like in the movie. Very simply said, but adequately put, and I completely agree.
It is, but you know, if you, another perfect parallel in the Matrix is look how they lived in, there was, humanity was living and thriving in the city that they had. And we are living and thriving, and we're rebuilding it already. Already we are rejecting them. Just by us three sitting here talking about it, we're rejecting them. God is with us. And that's the beauty of it, is I was so black-pilled, and then I was just like ambivalent and kind of like happy. And now I'm just like, this all needs to happen like this. And it's not going according to plan for the globalists at all. It's comical. It's a Legos caricature of what it's supposed to be.
Michael, what about that Matrix analogy?
Yeah, you know, all of these things that they're putting in place. So once you do wake up and you reject the system and you start to live your life and do things in rejection to that system, what is happening now? I know that now everybody's starting to talk about HR 666 and this anti, you know, making anti racial speech or hate speech, making it a public health emergency. So the system has turned against patriots. It's turned against America. The idea of America, you go back to the founding of the country when the pilgrims came over on the boat and landed, and forward from there, that whole idea is gone. Like, that America is no longer here. And all of the laws and all of the mechanisms and all the powers of this country, in coordination with China and Russia, have infiltrated and taken over everything. And that's why you can't watch sports, and that's why you can't watch movies, and you can't listen to music, because it's in everything and it's everywhere, and it's maddening to people. And there are things happening in the works that are going to ramp this whole thing up even more. We're going to take another step. But January 6th was a trap we all fell into, and they turned the screws. The virus, the coronavirus, and the shots that they're giving everybody, that was 9/11. I tweeted that out the other day. We're another 9/11 has happened, and the people who are awake in this country, we have seen the planes hit the building, but the explosion hasn't happened yet, but it's coming. It's coming.
Yeah. And tens of thousands of dead from the vaccine already. And they're talking about mandating it. That's mandated death, folks. That's government mandated euthanization. And so let's call it what it is. Here's a story that I want to get your guys' takes on. And Frank, you were in the military for a couple of days back in the day. You said you signed up when you were 35. And so Biden is planning on removing troops from the Middle East, so here's what happened. It was actually Trump's plan to remove troops from the Middle East, and they were actually going to go through with it, but Biden was going to take credit for it. And then the media gave Biden a hard time for doing it, including Republicans, actually, more so, saying, oh, you can't take us out of Afghanistan. That'll be bad. And then Biden said, well, it was Trump's idea, so I'm just finishing it. Well, here's a story out of Town Hall. Taliban seizes border crossings, claims 85% control of Afghanistan after Biden moves up withdraw. So see, they're building this narrative that, oh, America has to stay in the Middle East permanently, or the Taliban or whatever will take over. Why should I care? Seriously, why should I care what's happening in Afghanistan when more people, more Americans have died in Chicago than Afghanistan? Why should I care about Afghanistan? Why do they continue to use this argument like I should be concerned about what's happening in Afghanistan instead of my own country?
Because we let them, Owen, but we're not letting them anymore. And I've got news for them. Half of the Afghani army
is going to move in.
You know, they're only getting away with it because we allow them. If we put the light on the fact that there's a war happening in our inner cities every single day, that people are getting murdered, that it's far more than that's happening in the Middle East, then we win. And they're losing. They're trying to do a 1964 playbook, and it's just not going to work anymore. It's not going to work anymore. FBI, it's not working anymore. Do you really want to be that? Do you want to be a joke? Do you want to be a Lego caricature of yourself?
We'll be right back. Final segment. Don't go anywhere.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns discounts are back in, like Bodies, Vasobeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all our other products because of supply chain breakdowns. And so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months. So get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product. I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. It 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com/show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have to cover a very serious development happening right now in Austin, Texas, in the Travis County District Attorney's Office. And it's really sordid, and I think this plays into some other developments that I've noticed also in Austin that make more sense after this Austin Police Association immediate release press release that has been totally blacked out right now by the media. Totally blacked out. I was stunned that I didn't see a single local media here in Austin reporting on this. And the only stories I could find on the district attorney in question were all positive on Jose Garza. Well, they may have to be eating those words, and folks, this is really diabolical. So let me read this press release, and then we're going to get our response from our guest. For immediate release from the Austin Police Association. The Austin Police Association was made aware of possible allegations of misconduct by Travis County District Attorney Jose Garza and a members of his office. A Brady notice was issued by Assistant District Attorney Ariana Flores for the case of the state of Texas versus Santos Penalazo Enriquez, case number yada, yada, yada. And in another case, the Texas versus Daniel Perry case, a request for an evidentiary hearing based on prosecutorial misconduct was filed today in the 147th Judicial Court in Travis County. The conduct and allegations include in both cases are extremely concerning and should be properly investigated immediately. The alleged conduct is beyond disturbing and further complicates two very serious cases, one involving a child victim of an aggravated sexual assault and the other a homicide. The magnitude of the inappropriate behavior at the Travis County District Attorney's Office calls for immediate transparent responses and external reviews of the matters brought forward by former Travis County Assistant District Attorney Ariana Flores and the criminal defense attorney Clinton Broden. Unfortunately, the Austin Police Association anticipates there are more cases or instances of inappropriate conduct by members of the Travis County District Attorney's Office since Jose Garza took office in January of 2021. In Jose Garza's short time in office, he has allowed the Travis County District Attorney's Office to be severely tainted, brought a lack of credibility, honesty, and professionalism to the top prosecutorial office in Travis County. In order to restore a level of public confidence back to the district attorney's office, the request of an investigation into the allegation should be made public and appropriate legal actions or sanctions applied if warranted. Now, folks, so think about this. This guy is big liberal Democrat, comes in and is sullying cases involving illegal sexual conduct with children and homicides. Okay? Starting to add up what's going on here. And you take one look at this guy and you get a better idea. And in another instance that they're not covering here, but that I was already following, this is the individual who now I believe is directly responsible for Sergeant Perry, I believe is his name, who is the individual who was driving on the road and had a group of Black Lives Matter mob come up to him. One individual pointing a rifle at him. He shot that individual. Garrett Foster killed him, was declared innocent because, again, somebody points a gun at your head while you're driving on the road and you shoot them. That's considered self-defense. So there were no charges. Well, Garza got into office. Now, all of a sudden, they want to charge him. Now, all of a sudden, that military member is being forced to defend himself in court. That was all Garza's doing. What else is Garza up to? What else is he hiding? Why are they manipulating testimonies in cases involving homicides and child sex abuse? This is very frightening stuff that's happening here in Austin. And I think if we can actually get an investigation and some answers to this, it'll tell people what's going on around this country with Democrat attorneys and why you see pedophiles getting released, but American patriots serving time in jail. So, Frank, upon hearing this, what are your thoughts?
You know, you look at that DA, it's a George Soros DA, which means it's an Alexander Soros. And the guy is exactly like Michael Avenatti. He's just a scammer who just took advantage of the situation, got money from Soros and got elected. And he is the criminal, obviously. Charging someone for murder months later, that's a political action. Now he's covering up pedophilia and murder. That's what these people are. Their whole thing is they're all racist pedophiles. And if we constantly point this out, that guy needs to go. He should be the first domino that falls of the corrupt DAs is Jose Garza. Jose Garza needs to be taken down. And we can do it. The people of Austin can make sure that guy no longer pollutes the city with what he's doing. All it takes is for the people to say it.
Michael, what is your response to this?
Well, once again, we see what is happening at the state level, at the federal level, in our courts. The judicial system is being weaponized or has been weaponized again. It's turning against all of us. We can't even defend ourselves anymore. Us three, we look at that, and 99% of the InfoWars audience, the War Room audience, looks at that, and they know that it was self-defense, and this is not a criminal case. It's a corruption case. My mind goes back to the Salem witch trials. It's just making things up out of thin air. and prosecuting people for crimes that they actually did not commit. People who are innocent being accused and being found guilty, and then being penalized. The FEMA camps are real. This is real. And you know, if we need to support InfoWars, because if InfoWars, if Owen Schroyer is gone, I love you, Owen, and Alex Jones and Greg Reese, if that operation is gone, we are in so much more trouble than we are in right now. And I know that InfoWars needs our help. It's our it's the island. It's the last place to go, and we have to help them. I know that there's a very large audience, very, very large, but not a lot of that audience, not a lot of you out there are contributing monetarily. And that is the lifeblood of an operation. And we need to support. We need to support InfoWars badly.
And by the way, Michael is Michael is wearing the InfoWars hexagon logo T-shirt right now, which you can get at InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, he cut the sleeves off. He's showing off the guns and the body art there. But that's a great T-shirt, by the way. It's one of our top sellers. Here's a good cop moment that the media won't cover. The story's at InfoWars.com and the video. Body cam footage shows moment cops rescue 6-year-old girl kidnapped. And it's all on camera. Imagine the hell that that girl could have gone through that day or the rest of her life being kidnapped that day. And officers saved her and saved her life. And this officer should have parades and we should be celebrating it. But see, the media is not allowed to show cops in any good light. So this cop won't be celebrated.
You know, Owen, making the cops demons is exactly like the whole diversity scam, the whole separating us by our sexual orientation scam, separating us by race. They want the cops to feel like everyone hates them, and they want us to all think that the cops are evil. And we're just not going to do it anymore. The house of cards has got hit really hard with all their lies, but the base of the house of cards is still there. And that's what's happening, is that when Trump got elected, they were like, oh man, we're about to lose it all. So they're coming back 10 times harder than they should. And they're messing up royally, because it's just all out in the open. It's the great reveal. And we can't let them demonize that police officer or make that police officer not exist. That's what they do, is they pretend that good people don't exist. When we're the majority, the spirit of light conquers everything, and we are conquering.
Yeah, that's such a great point, too, because they prop themselves up as the good people on Earth when they're the scum of the Earth. So that kind of lives out the lie where people lose faith in humanity when they're like, look, I'm the moral superiority. I'm the good guy. And it's just total scum, leftist liars and everything. Michael Graves, Frank Kavanaugh, as usual, great stuff here on the Headbangers Hour. Thank you guys for coming on. We almost covered all the news today, folks. Almost couldn't get all of it out, but I'll be back on Sunday Night Live. I host 6 to 8 p.m. following the Alex Jones Show on Sunday evening. So we'll cover some of that then and maybe take some phone calls and get into other it. Remember, folks, 4th of July sales end this weekend. So final hours to get the 4th of July sales at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your T-shirts, your supplements, your water filters, your shower heads, and stay classy this weekend, InfoWarriors.